Welcome. In this intermediate Ableton Live 12 lesson, we're going to build a DJ flight style R pluck from scratch, saturate it with parallel processing, and sit it into a smoky warehouse drum and bass context at 174 BPM. I'll walk you through device settings, routing, and mixing decisions so you can reproduce and adapt the sound quickly. Lesson overview: we'll create a single wave-eatable instrument arpeggiated to a rhythmic pluck pattern, then route it through a two-path parallel processing rack. Clean and saturated, with a dry/wet macro. Saturation will use Ableton stock devices, saturator, overdrive or drum bus and redux for character, followed by EQ and glue compression. We'll add echo and hybrid reverb sends tuned for a dark, smoky ambience, then place the finished sound with sidechain and EQ so it coexists with drums and vocals. What you will build: one MIDI instrument, wave-eatable with an arpeggiator to make a pluck pattern, an instrument rack with two chains, clean and saturated, crossfaded by a macro. Saturation chain. EQ high pass. Saturator. Overdrive or drum bus. Redux. Post EQ. Then compression to glue. Spatial returns. Hybrid reverb and echo for smoky tails. Final mix. Light sidechain. Spectral carving for vocal clarity and stereo width control. Step by step walkthrough. Preparation: set your project to 174 BPM. Create a new MIDI track and name it R Pluck. DJ Flight Edit. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on a 16th note grid. Program a simple pattern, a 2-note pattern of root and fifth, or a sparse 4-note broken chord. Keep it musical and sparse so the saturation can breathe. A. Build the raw pluck and wave-eatable. Drag a wave-eatable onto the MIDI track and init the patch. Oscillator 1. Choose saw or triangle for a darker start. Set unison to 1 or 2 and keep detune small, around 0.03 to 0.08. Oscillator 2. Optional. Turn off, or add a suboctave sign at -12 semitones mixed low for body. Set the amp envelope, env 2, like this. Attack, 0 to 6 milliseconds. Decay, 250 to 500 milliseconds for a pluck. Shorter equals tighter. Longer equals smokier. Sustain. Sustain, 0 for a true pluck. Release, 40 to 80 milliseconds. Filter. Use a low-pass 24 dB/oct filter. Start the cutoff around 1.8 to 2.8 kHz. Assign a filter envelope ENV1 to cutoff with amount around 15 to 40, so the cutoff closes after the attack. Match filter envelope decay to amp decay for cohesive movement. Add a subtle LFO to modulate filter cutoff or wave-eatable position slowly. Sync it to 1/4 or 1/2 bar and keep depth small for gentle movement. Add minimal voice detune or unison width only at the highest octave so the sound stays clear, but gains slight stereo width. B. Arpeggiation and MIDI shaping. Insert Ableton's arpeggiator after wave-eatable as a MIDI effect. Recommended settings. Rate. 1/16 to fit the DNB groove. Dial. Up or up/down. Gate. 50 to 70%. Shorter for a percussive pluck. Add 10 to 18% swing if you want shuffle. Optionally use scale or follow devices to lock key or add melodic shifts. Add a velocity MIDI effect map to filter cutoff or amp gain so velocity shapes the tone and feel. C. Create the parallel saturation rack. Click the instrument title bar and create an instrument rack. Inside, make two chains. Clean and saturated. Clean chain. Keep wave-eatable mostly untouched and maybe the mild corrective EQ. Saturated chain. Duplicate the wave-eatable chain and insert this processing stack in order. 1. EQ8 preset. High pass at about 120 Hz, 24 dB/oct. Optionally a gentle dip around 300-500 Hz if it's muddy. 2. Saturator. Mode set to analog clip or soft sign. Drive in the 3-6 dB range. Use 100% wet for this chain. Choose clip for edge, soft sign for warmth. 3. Overdrive or drum bus. Drive around 3-5. If using overdrive, set tone slightly darker. If you prefer drum bus, use low drive and use boom/sag for body. 4. Redux, subtle bit reduction. Bits between 12 and 14. Downsample off or very low. This is for texture only. 5. EQ8 post set. Gentle low shelf cut below 150 Hz, -2 to 4 dB, and a presence boost of +2 to +3 dB in the 2 to 5 kHz region. 6. Glue compressor. Ratio 2:1:3:1. Attack 10 to 30 ms, release on auto. Use makeup cane to match levels and tame peaks. Map chain volume so you can morph between clean and saturated chains. Create a macro called saturation that crossfades the clean and saturated chain volumes. Start with about 70% clean, 30% saturated. For more grit, move toward 50/50. D. Spatial chain for smoky warehouse ambience. Create a return track labeled REV. Smoke with hybrid reverb if available. Use small early reflections and a longer, low-density tail. Pre-delay around 30 to 60 milliseconds to preserve transient clarity. Darken the tail by damping high frequencies. Low-pass the reverb so tails are woody and smoky. Set the return wet level to about 15 to 25%. Create a second return called delay. Tape with echo. Sync echo to dotted 1/16. Feedback 25 to 40%. Low-pass the repeats around 4 to 6 kHz. Emphasize murk by cutting highs further if needed. Return wet around 10 to 18%. Send the ARP to both returns at low levels. Sends of 8 to 18% are a good starting point. Keep wet low, but tails long enough to create a haze behind drums and vocals. Optionally, add a small amount of vinyl crackle on another return for texture. E. Mix and position in the arrangement. Add a compressor after the instrument rack and set it to sidechain, to the kick or kick plus snare bus. Ratio 2.5:1:4:1. Attack 6 to 12 ms. Release 60 to 120 ms. Threshold to taste so the pluck ducks subtly and grooves with the drums. For vocal clarity, notch the pluck's 1 to 3 kHz region by 1 to 2 dB with a narrow EQ cut rather than broad subtraction. This leaves space for intelligibility. 0. Use utility after the saturated chain to widen frequencies above about 700 Hz by 10 to 25%, and keep the sub-region mono below 150 to 250 Hz. F. Automations and finishing touches. Automate the saturation macro across sections. Cleaner in intros, dirtier in drops. Automate reverb sends in breakdowns to make the sound hazier. Add a subtle clipper on the master bus for final glue, but preserve headroom for mastering. Common mistakes to avoid: don't drive the saturator with too much low end. Always HBF before heavy saturation. Don't stereoize sub frequencies. Avoid widening below about 250 Hz. Use redux sparingly. Heavy bit reduction destroys transients. Avoid running all saturation in line. Parallel blending preserves attack and clarity. Keep reverb dark and low in level. Overbright or overwet reverb will push the pluck behind everything. Pro tips: add a touch of FM or oscillator sync in Waveedable for extra harmonics pre-saturation. More harmonics mean more satisfying saturation. For tape-like warmth, try drum bus after saturator with low drive and use SAG for glue. Map filter cutoff, saturator drive, and reverb send to a single smoke macro for easy live style tweaks. Emulate DJ Flight authenticity with subtle pitch drift, a slow clip envelope, or tiny automated transpose. When pairing with vocals, send the vocal to the same reverb, but reduce the vocal's high decay to preserve clarity and bind both to the same space. Try duplicating the ARP an octave higher. Low pass and heavily saturate one copy and blend for fullness. Mini practice exercise: build 2 8-bar loops at 174 BPM. Loop A. Clean pluck. Waveedable basic pluck with arpeggiator at 1/16. Low sends to REV and delay. Loop B. Saturated pluck. Duplicate loop A and place it in an instrument rack with a parallel saturated chain. Saturator right arrow overdrive right arrow redux. Map dry slash wet to a macro and automate it from 30 to 60% across the 8 bars. Add sidechain to the saturated chain only. Export both loops as stems, a slash B them, and note what frequency ranges the saturated version gained or lost, and how much reverb you needed to match perceived depth. Recap: you built a DJ Flight edit style ARP pluck using Waveedable and an arpeggiator, processed it through a parallel saturation rack with saturator, overdrive or drum bus, and redux, and shaped it with posts at EQ and glue compression. You added dark, pre-delayed hybrid reverb and echo returns for smoky ambience, used sidechain compression to sit the pluck in the drum and bass pocket, and employed subtle spectral carving to make room for vocals. Automate saturation, reverb send, and small pitch drift to keep the sound dynamic and alive. Final coach notes and workflow reminders: think of the ARP as texture, not the lead. Add grit, then carve space for vocals. Keep Waveedable output near minus 6 dB into saturation. Good gain staging prevents unpredictable smearing. Parallel chains are ideal for per note processing. If you need global processing, print or route to an audio track. Use oversampling on saturator if you push drive hard to reduce aliasing. Advanced approaches: frequency-specific parallel chains, mid/side saturation, or resampling the saturated path for creative chopping. Check your sound in mono, use metering tools, and compare to reference tracks for brightness and depth. Small pre-finish checklist HVF before saturation is engaged. Parallel mix macro created and automatable. Reverb tails are dark and pre-delayed. Sidechain set to kick slash snare and slash or vocal as needed. Subregion mono below 150 to 250 Hz. Oversampling enabled when using heavy drive. Save your instrument rack preset and resample the saturated path for backup. That's the full walkthrough. Load up Live 12, follow the steps, and tweak the parameters to taste. Focus on preserving attack with HPF and parallel blending, darkening reverb tails, and using automation to move from clean to smoky. That's the DJ Flight Edit vibe. Good luck, and have fun experimenting.